Every year, Macau, China, hosts an international fireworks competition. Commentator Jake Warga was invited to photograph on the night the American team was competing, and he brings us this story.
Here's the thing. Fireworks make me think of war, of bombs bursting in air. I'm ushered with the rest of the press to an outdoor restaurant to watch the fireworks competition. Inside is a lounge singer. Smiling posters announce him as Singing Peter.
My real name is Pedrito Cuevas.
Turns out he learned most of his songs from American troops during the Vietnam War. Yes.
When I was in Vietnam, I played for the American soldiers. I was 65 until 72. That was terrible. You know, sometimes we were playing and there was an incoming, and I had to throw my guitar.
3, 2, 1, go!
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, a taste of America.
Hi, my name is Paul Souza. I'm from Pyrospectaculars by Souza in California. We're here in Macau representing the United States of America in an international fireworks competition. Family-owned business, and I'm fifth generation in the family. We've worked on 4 Olympics. We've done all the Super Bowls for like the last 15 years.
Saints go marching in, yeah.
It is very typical for the Americans to show up to these competitions with more stuff than anybody, and the biggest and the loudest, and the, you know, very, very American. And in some ways, we've done that today. Shock and awe, baby. We're calling the show Taste of America. In a big portion of the show, we're using songs that are geographically correct to different portions of America. And we're pretty much going from west to east, starting in California, ending up in New York. And then we're also doing color tableaus to kind of bring out that feeling. Like, California, here we come. We're using a lot of orange fireworks to, you know, represent the Golden Gate Bridge, and Georgia, a lot of peach.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
I really want to develop some imagery where the person watching the show really feels like they're in America, or gets a sense that they are. The sequence of white comets, which a comet, sort of, if you remember the Gulf War, the stream of tracer bullets, that's what a comet looks like. What we're trying to do is demonstrate our mastery of precision firing and angles. As the second act of the show starts, and we're trying to promote like peace and unity and harmony, and the songs for that are One World by John Tesh, We Are the World. Yeah, we're bringing some songs back. There's somewhat of an awkwardness trying to, you know, promote world peace in my show, and we're on the other side of the world bombing people. So I don't think fireworks are the answer to world peace, but I do know that fireworks are loved by everybody. So all the Sousa marches are very patriotic. If somebody invades the land that you live on, you're going to defend yourself. I believe it was Hamilton that said, this day should forever be celebrated with pomp and fireworks. And they took that literally.
The sky explodes, so many colors and patterns, it's overwhelming. But I don't think it's beautiful. It's chaotic and impressive. Shock and awe, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you've enjoyed our presentation of A Taste of America.
Nothing to kill or die for.
On our way out, exiting through the restaurant, Peter is singing to a table of smiling Chinese tourists. One of the familiar songs he's probably been singing for over 30 years.
Living life in peace.
The peace everybody's aiming for, you know, but I think it will come. I'm sure it will come.
And the world will be as one.
J.
Jake Warga lives in Seattle.